Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So once we get through this, then the draft will be here before you know it. And it has everyone thinking here, who are the Falcons going to take? And will it be an edge rusher?
At this point,
you're not willing. You said it yesterday.
Yeah. Mike, I did this proclamation yesterday. I'm only going to tell you the day of the draft, the guy I want and I would draft if they're at 15. And I'm not going to say what I think they're going to do. I'm not going to say what I guarantee they're going to do. And I'm not going to say I'm going to be mad if they don't do it, because then I'll just be mad most likely Friday. Because I have kind of been wrong for 4 or 5 years in a row now because I'm going by what I want. And it's exactly what Charles Davis told us earlier. But every time I do an interview and it's about the Falcons, yeah, I know, hey, what edge rusher can we get? And to answer that, Tiffany, I'll take the best defensive player there. I don't care who they are.
How many times have we said that now? I mean, this will be our third draft coming up that we've been doing this show. And both years, I've been like, best defensive player available, whoever it is. And it just, for whatever reason, has not panned out that way for the Falcons brass, man. So we'll see.
So you guys threw out a couple names when we were talking with Charles Davis earlier. Obviously, NFL analyst for CBS and NFL Network. He's holding it down in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl this week. So he's getting a firsthand look at some of the guys that are there. A guy that you did bring up, Bo, was defensive end Mike Green from Marshall. Let's take a listen to what Charles had to say about.
I think that you nailed the scouting report from my perspective. So, I'm no one to grade anyone, believe me. But I love everything you said about him. You know, he played around 230, 231, you know, that sort of a deal when he was at Marshall. And that first step was devastating. You know, exactly what you're talking about. If you don't get your hands on him fast, and not just get your hands on him, you got to get your hands on him with some force. Because if you don't, you're not going to turn him. You're not going to alter his path. And he's going to go right by you, as you mentioned. He's going to go right through you at times. He'll surprise you with a bull rush. But he came here at 251. And so you always worry just a little bit. Ooh, that's 20 pounds. Is it good 20 pounds? Is he carrying it well? Well, we watched him yesterday and he looked like he was 231. So everything that you said, I'm co-signing on. He's a terrific player. And he was a finalist for the Ted Hendricks Award, which is the top defensive end in the country.
You know, what's interesting about him, and he kind of brought this up, that some of these guys, and there was a lot of Senior Bowl opt-outs, this year. There's some, a couple of guys from Georgia and other places that are like, nah, we're good. Well, he brought up something that I had not remembered from my time. Like, when I got to training for the Senior Bowl, I had been done with football for like 2 days. I'd gotten back from Pasadena, took one day off, then went straight to training down in Pensacola, down in Gulf Breeze at the Andrews Institute. And there were guys that had already been there at that point for like 2 months. Some of the FCS guys. I remember there's a guy from like South Dakota State that had been there for a long time. And so when he brought up that and about gaining weight, about gaining the 20 pounds, that was immediately what I thought about. Remember, Marshall opted out of their bowl game. They didn't play in their bowl game. They didn't have bowl practices. They had a number of guys transfer, and they were like, all right, we're good. I know they got a fine for that or whatever else came along with it, but I did think about that. And Tiff, you can answer this question probably as good as anybody. Can you gain 20 pounds of good weight in that time frame? Like, if you're not practicing for a month and a half, is it possible for that to be good weight? 20 pounds is a lot.
If you're not practicing and you're lifting and eating, then yeah, some people might consider that like a major like bulk.
Right.
So yeah, that it is possible to do. And obviously they have like the top of the line trainers. Just like you can drop the weight that fast. Like I had a hoops game, Hampton and Howard played, and one of the kids at one of the schools, I can't remember, it escapes my brain, but he weighed like, I don't know, let's say it was like 280 or something coming in. They're like, hey, you're not going to touch a basketball at all. You're going to be here in the gym just running sprints. Yeah. So you can get the weight off that fast just as much as you could pack a muscle. I mean, who knows with all the science out there? There's recomposition of the body. There's all this kind of stuff that can happen.
Well, I think dropping it becomes easier than adding it in that perspective. Maybe I'm wrong, though.
But if you're eating, like they'll have guys eat like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And everything I'm seeing is he was at around 245, 248. And I'm not saying Charles is wrong. Charles, I'm sure, has done his research, and he's talked to him, and because those guys doing interviews. And so that is a little bit of a flag for me, because a guy that's 230, being a little bit light in the rear like that, playing defensive end in the NFL, if guys do get hands on you, even tight ends are bigger, faster, stronger in the NFL. And that was one of the things that stood out to me was I thought for the most part he did a pretty good job in the run game, especially when he was unblockable when a tight end was on. Everything I saw when a tight end tried to block him, he stood the tight end straight up, slight shove back, and then was able to shed and whichever way he needed to go to get the play made in the run game. That really impressed me. He's got a super quick step. He's got the swim move. Charles mentioned he's got a little bit of a bull rush. And I think, and Mike, you can speak to this. There were times where I saw offensive linemen, I don't know if they were slow to react because he was quicker than they thought, or they were just slower with their getting their hands extended to kind of get that initial punch on him. But every time they weren't quick, he was by them.
Yeah.
And let me just ask you, what was the time frame again that you said with the weight gain?
I don't know, 6 weeks, I'm just guessing.
Oh, 6 weeks?
Yeah, that's I would from the end of their season, and then they opt out of the bowl game, and then you show up at the Senior Bowl. That's
so November.
Roughly.
November.
Well.
So you're either getting that.
Yeah, they had to have played in their conference championship, right? That would have been the first week.
Did they play?
I think they did, yeah. I think they were conference champs.
And you would have to assume he's doing something physical. Like,
yeah. I just like, is it good weight is the only thing. Like, is it good? And listen, I come from a place where my weight fluctuated a ton. And I think that when you get out of these programs and get out of these systems, a lot of times you go to these personal trainers, they can specialize. Obviously, when I was training, it was like, how many calories do we want to intake? What kind of lifts do we want to do? Do you want to bulk? Do you want to slim? Do you want to cut? Do you want to like this, that, and the other? I mean, I had a guy that I know very well that from the time we went to the Senior Bowl, in between the Senior Bowl and the combine, dropped 16 pounds. But part of that, he got a colon cleanse. Like, he got a colon cleanse. And he was like, look, I was a little bit heavy at the Senior Bowl. I need to drop some weight. There's a couple of red flags popping up. I'm going to go get a colon cleanse.
Because that's not a red flag.
Yeah, a little bit of a red flag. A little bit heavy down at the Senior Bowl. He goes and gets the colon cleanse. And everybody at the combine is like, wow, he really did come around on that. Good for him. He was able to get the weight back in check. So, I don't know, like 20 pounds, if that's what he was at in, you know, early December to now, that's a little bit, that's tough, man. You're getting after it. Like, you're eating, very clean proteins, and you are pounding the weights if you're gaining 20 pounds, just very cleanly.
All right, well, let's get Charles's take on another guy, Walter Nolan from Ole Miss.
I think he's going to be a – he's got a very good chance of being a first-round guy. I think most people when they start ranking players, you know, whether you do a top 20, a top 30, a top 40, a top 50, whatever it is, he's going to be in the 20s. It would be my estimation, somewhere in that neighborhood. Some may have him a little bit higher. Some may have him a little bit lower. His production numbers are not what you expect, quote unquote, when we turn on, you know, when we start researching people. But when you watch him come off the ball, elite get off, quick first step, as we talked about with Mike Green, got some power in his hands to shock an offensive lineman, and good movement skills. And we saw that yesterday. He was that kind of the one that no matter who you were looking at on the defensive front, when he was there, his jersey would flash first, you know, when the ball was snapped. So you really like what you're seeing from him. Texas A&M transfer to Ole Miss, and keep an eye on him. He's the type of guy that I think that a lot of people are going to like. Would not surprise me at all to hear his name called first round.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm standing out at the Senior Bowl, so.
Yeah. Well, to me right now, because we're talking about 15, it's not like, look, and that's what you kind of have to take into context when we talk about these guys. It's like, where are they projected? What other teams could jump up in front of you? Walter Nolan would be available at 15, and right now, watching his tape, watching that, because he's right, Charles is right. It's not, his numbers don't pop out, but it's because he is an A-plus run disruptor as far as displacing offensive linemen and putting them in the backfield, the power in his hips. He's the draft apple of my eye right now. Like that's the best one that I've looked at and been like, oh man, can you imagine that guy on the defensive line of the Atlanta Falcons just absolutely destroying double teams in the run game? It's something they need desperately.
He's very strong at the point of attack off the snap. I mean, you mentioned this. We watched it together. How strong he handled those double teams. He ate them up, and I actually loved his pursuit. You know, when he's penetrated and at times fought through a double team, so he's kind of late to get through. But as he gets through, he never quit. We saw him make a couple of plays off of that because, you know, just the way the plays will sometimes funnel and you can get there from the backside if you're still pursuing. He didn't quit on plays. He looked good. And he didn't – and, I mean, okay, you want to talk about we get Georgia player? I watched this guy abuse – the interior of Georgia's offensive line and some of the tape we watched. And if you watched the game, you probably saw that too. Now, this wasn't Georgia's best offensive line, but there's still 4 and 5 stars all across that line that couldn't handle him.
Yeah. He's pretty unbelievable on the film we watched. I think he's got another gear that he will hit very quickly in the NFL.